This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, it's Matt Thompson.
And Katie Larson.
From Gay News Week here on Joy. We need to thank you very much for downloading the Gay News Week podcast. Now, this week's a little bit special here at Joy 94.9.
Absolutely. It's a big week for Joy and it's all about Radiothon.
Yeah, it is. We need you to call up right now. Become a member, 1-300-JOY-949. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning when you're listening to this, maybe just pop online.
That's right. If you go to joy.org.au/members, you can join up from there.
Totally. Yeah, you can all do it online this year. It's a very special thing that we've got going. It's the first time you can ever join as a member online at Joy 94.9.
That's right, making it a lot easier for you to do it, so don't hesitate, just do it.
Yeah, exactly, joy.org.au. Joy 94.9 is the largest GLBTI organisation in Australia. We need to keep this thing going.
That's right, we've got over 250,000 listeners.
Yeah, over 200,000 listeners every
200,000
month.
200,000 listeners, and we also have 250 volunteers.
Yeah, we've got more than 250 volunteers as well. We've got 2,000 members, so if you work that out, we've got 2,000 members... And we've got 200,000 listeners a month. What does that mean? Not enough people are joining up as members.
That's right.
That's what that means.
So get online and join up now or call 1-300-JOY-949.
And we'll be back with the usual Gay News Week next week right here in your iPhone or your iPad or your computer or your MP3 player.
One of those new fandangled gadgets.
Yeah, exactly. joy.org.au/Gay News Week for all the links to our social media pages. And thank you very much for downloading the podcast.
Thank you.
Support Joy, 1-300-JOY-949 or join online at joy.org.au.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Neil Mitchell from 3AW. I would ask you, urge you, implore you to support Joy 94.9 during the Radiothon. Become a member. Call 1300-JOY-949 now.
Yeah, no, it's not quite 3AW, but that was Neil Mitchell. We need you to pick up the phone right now and call now. 1-300-JOY-949 is the number. We need you to become a member of Joy tonight. That's all we're going to be talking about tonight. Joy, joy, joy. You need to become a member right now. But we have our co-host, Jeffrey Devine, joining us on the line from Berlin. Good evening, Jeffrey.
Good evening to Matt and Katie and to everyone out there in Joyland. And welcome to Radiothon.
Yeah, it's a very special show, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's a really important part of the Joy year where we try and get some cash to pay the bills because putting radio on air 365 days a year costs a lot of money. So this is the bit where we ask you. We don't do it every week, but we do it 1 week a year, and I think it's really important.
Totally. And this is a concept I'm going to be sharing with you a lot tonight. Here at Joy, we run on the value for value model where basically we give you some amazing content 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and you need to become a member and support us financially. That's how you do it. Now, Jeffrey, you're in Berlin. What are you doing over there?
What am I doing? I'm doing a holiday with friends. My excuse for it was going to be as part of the Joy to the World theme for Radiothon that we needed to have an international correspondent,
and so
I was elected and sent. But
I thought that was the story we were going with tonight.
Well, we are.
Yeah, you're over there promoting Joy to the world.
Don't blow the cover now, Jeffrey.
I know. But, totally self-funded. And, it's wonderful days here in Berlin. I've just left Paris a couple of days ago. And,
awesome.
You know, lots happened in France over the last couple of weeks with gay marriage.
What's the feeling like over there in France at the moment? Obviously, they've just had their first same-sex marriage. What's the feeling like in your eyes?
I was in Marais, which is the gay area in Paris, which is where I was staying, and certainly the feeling was high and, you know, the front of a couple of the mainstream magazines had pictures of gay couples, and also as part of that, which I don't think we covered as strongly, was adoption laws and parenting laws, which have also come in, which I think is a really important, and there's one really cute cover, which I'm going to put up on the website, which has a man holding a baby. And the title, which is in French, says something like, and gays can be daddies now too.
Aww.
Wow, that's
beautiful. Pretty awesome.
Now, you're in Berlin at the moment. What have you been up to over there?
What have I been up to? Berlin, I'm still getting my handle on Berlin, I don't know what to think.
Not a fan?
It's a big city, yeah, isn't it? And it's got so many different parts as well.
It's got different parts, and after you've been to Paris, you know, you're a bit underwhelmed by the architecture here.
Yeah.
Fair to say, it's all about boxes and everything having a structure and a place and being very minimalist.
Have you been over to the eastern side yet?
No, I'm doing that this afternoon.
Yeah, I head over there because not only is it really cool and there's a lot of amazing street art, and it's sort of the more alternative side of Berlin, that's also where a lot of the gay culture is as well. So it's pretty great to check out.
Totally. Now, tonight we are talking about Radiothon. It's Joy to the World. It's bringing you the amazing radio that we bring every day of the year. Jeffrey, what does joy mean to you?
What it really means to me is being able to hear voices that are like mine and like my friends, you know, where we can actually
annoying?
Relate. Sorry?
Voices like yours, annoying?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
A bit harsh,
it doesn't work when you're in the studio here just to tell me off. I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean it. Sorry, go on.
Carry on,
voices
Jeffrey.
Like yours.
Yeah, no, it's about, hearing things from gay people and knowing that that's sounds like me, and that when you watch mainstream media, I think what comes across is just even in the ads and things how hetero it is, and so it just gives you a totally different feeling. But also with joy, for me, it's about the space. It's about being part of a very large 300 odd person team, putting together something on the smell of an oily rag, really.
Yeah.
So it is a fantastic vibe in the place, as well as the product I think we put to air, which is great.
Jeffrey, it may be a tough question given you've only been away a week or so and probably haven't got a feel for it necessarily yet, but do you get a sense of what the GLBTI media is like, both in Paris and also Berlin? Have you had a chance to sort of pick up on that and see what they're doing differently or what joy particularly brings that's unique?
The answer to that is yes, and I'm not sure. Yes, I've certainly picked up a lot of the gay media, but as you would expect, it's in French and German.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
Certainly there's a lot of it, but I'm not quite sure exactly.
Can't tell from the pictures.
There are some certain things I can tell from the pictures.
Awesome. Jeffrey, thank you so much for jumping on the phone to us tonight. How long are you over there for?
I'm over here for about another 2 weeks.
Awesome.
So I'll be missing the next couple of shows.
And where are you off to from here?
From here, I'm off to Dublin, then London, then Athens, and then Mykonos.
No, it should be manageable, I suppose.
Yeah.
Poor
so a little
you.
Bit of lying around the beach on Mykonos before coming home.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. I trust you'll send the pictures through. We might even put that on our Facebook and Twitter if they're suitable enough. I'm sure you're having a wonderful time over there, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone. Joy to the World Radiothon.
Okay. Joy to the World. You've got to join up.
Totally. And what's the number, Jeffrey?
1-300-JOY-949.
He might be on the other side of the world, but he still remembers the phone number. Good to hear.
You didn't think I'd know, did you?
Well, we hoped.
All right, thanks, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Devine, our regular co-host here on Gay Newsweek, joining us live from Berlin, Germany. It is the Joy to the World. It's one of the many places where we bring to you joy. You can stream us online, joy.org.au. Pick up the phone right now, not later, right now. Become a member today, 1-300-JOY-949.
You're listening to Gay Newsweek on Joy 94.9.
One of the big reasons to keep us on air here at Joy 94.9 is we have a dedicated news and current affairs service. To discuss this service with us a little bit this evening, we have Joy newsreader Gary Wilson in the studio. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening.
And, of course, we have our Director of News and Current Affairs here at Joy 94.9.
Daddy Cool!
Mr. Daddy Cool, it's Tim Lennox. Good evening, Tim.
Hello there. Well, how's things going up in the studios?
Absolutely brilliant. You're live on location, as you were in the breakfast news this morning, I heard. It's great to hear from you again. Joy's News and Current Affairs team is something that's been running since almost day one, isn't it?
That's right. I've been there since for 18 years now.
Wow.
And Tim, what was the News and Current Affairs team like back when you first started?
Well, just one or
was
two
it you?
Or people just sort of gather together.
Having a flick through the newspapers and seeing what you can talk about, is that right?
No, we're right from early in the piece, we actually utilised the services of Australian Associated Press.
Wow.
Yes.
So that's actually the service that we use at the moment. It's the service
that's correct, that you we know, and it has expanded its service as well. Mm-hmm. Really speaking, we really wanted a general news service available to us, from Australia and around the world and locally and everything else. We wanted somewhere where we could get some reliable information.
Totally. And we don't just use that service to bring you the news, because, of course, the Australian Associated Press is what all of the other media organisations go off. We use a lot of the gay press as well, don't we?
Of course, yes. I mean, it's a mixture. Our news service, I took the view right from the start, right from very early thing, that gay and lesbian people are ordinary people who
totally.
Just want to know what's going on in the world and around them, as well as material that affects us individually as well.
And, of course, Gary, you're joining us in the studio.
Yes, I'm here.
And you present the news for us.
I did. I was doing it tonight.
Yes, right.
The news,
right.
Too.
Hello.
You can always trust Gary to make
Gary
a joke.
For bringing your special qualities into this space.
Can I just add something
here? Sure, Tim.
That Gary is at the moment, apart from myself, he's our longest serving news presenter.
Wow.
On the other old part, right?
Yeah, so how long have you been?
He can tell you 12. How long it is.
12 years.
I'm not going to touch that line either.
Wow, 12 years. How did you first discover Joy, Gary?
Well, it was actually a conversation with a colleague on a tram.
On a tram, really? Yes. Wow.
Nick Tolhurst, long-time listeners will know Nick Tolhurst, used to be on the news desk and did Saturday Mag for many years. Mm-hmm. And chatting with him on the tram, we were in a work Christmas choir together, would you believe?
Right.
A Christmas choir.
How very gay indeed.
This is gay news.
And he said, "You've got a lovely voice. We'd like to be on the news team." I said, "Oh, okay, I'll give it a whirl." Inside, I'm going, "Yes, yes, yes, I want to be on radio. I'd love to be on radio." And then I've been here ever since.
Totally.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Now, you do have a wonderful voice, and you're not just part of the news team either, are you, Gary?
No, I've got my own program on Tuesday mornings, 9 till noon. The Gazman's with
the great value radio show.
You do get great value too. Just like a Joy membership, 1-300-JOY-949.
Totally. Pick up the phones right now, because it is a value for value model. We provide some amazing radio for you every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Very professional too.
Very professional.
Except in this show.
On a couple of others.
Then it all just goes out the window. But it is important for you to support the station. 1-300-JOY-949. That's how you do it. Now, I'm going to bring Tim Lennox back in. Tim, it's not just the news service that we get every breakfast, noon and drive. We've also got a lot of programs on Joy that are news and current affairs based.
Oh, very much so. And the current affairs side of the thing means that you can give more information directly associated with the gay and lesbian community, the GLBTIQ community, if you like, just such as yours and other programs, which to varying degrees give us some depth of information for our community.
Some more than others.
So, wait, just when you say the varying degrees, Tim, did you want to elaborate on that?
Well,
different aspects,
some
shall we
light,
say.
Some heavy.
And some a little bit light and fluffy like ours. Is that right?
Well, you've got to have some light. Yeah, well, yours is a nice and light and
insightful, thought-provoking, challenging and leading the news,
well,
yes?
Sometimes.
All of these things come into effect. And the thing is, if you get some very... We have Dean Beck, for instance, who does a variety of several programs, mm-hmm. and Doug Pollard, who gets pretty heavy on the political side of things, and so all of these things combined to make an overview for our community, as well as with the normal news broadcasts, the day-to-day activities. Sometimes that includes gay and lesbian items, but other times it doesn't.
Totally. It's completely right. So we've got lots of news and current affairs programs. Gary Wilson, Joy Newsreader, is joining us in the studio. Now, Gary, what does Joy mean to you? Why is Joy important in your life? Is it just so you can hear the sound of your own voice?
I love it, yes.
Because I don't blame you. If I had a voice like yours, I'd want to hear it as much as I can.
No, well, I love being on radio, obviously, but I love volunteering here for Joy because it gives to the community, gives back to the community, and I think it just is a vital part of the GLBTIQ community.
Yep.
And if it wasn't here, it would be disastrous because we are the largest LGBTIQ organisation in Australia.
Totally. Yeah. And we support so many people, not only through our volunteers, more than 250 of them, through our listeners as well. We've got more than 200,000 a month.
And it's a fantastic team. I really like the team here at Joy, and it's just a great feeling of comradeship.
It's a family, isn't it?
Yeah.
We talk about this all the time when we're talking about Joy, but it is really a family. It's the people where you can come, you can relax, and you can be yourself.
You can be yourself. I can sort of talk to people. I don't sort of worry about saying boyfriend or grind or anything to people. It's fine. They all know what I'm talking about.
And all the other things you say as well. They're fine too, sort of.
Most of them.
Some of them broadcastable and some of them others. Tim Lennox, our Director of News and Current Affairs, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're very welcome, and carry on the good work with Radiothon 2013.
Hey, what's the number, Tim? What do we need to call to become a member?
Oh, look, you know all that. You can burst all that.
Is that your way of saying you don't remember the number?
What's that?
Is that your way of saying you don't remember the number?
Yeah, no, it's not.
1-300-949. Wonderful. 1-300-JOY-949. That is the number that you need to call right now. And, of course, thank you very much to Gary Wilson from the Joy Newsroom. You always bring us the news every Saturday.
And don't forget Diversity is for Joy.
Sorry, what was that, Tim?
Diversity is our word.
Totally, diversity. We have a wide range of diverse voices. We'll be talking about that a little later in the program. Thanks, Tim, and thank you very much, Gary, for the news and, of course, talking to us tonight.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Support this station to broadcast for the next year. This is what our Radiothon is all about. We have had a couple of people renew their membership online and in person. Jade and Fiona from Melbourne have renewed their membership in person, which is absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, Jade and Fiona. And of course, this is the first year that you can renew your membership online. joy.org.au. Click on the members tab and you can do it all there. Jack from Brunswick has renewed his membership. Thank you very much, Jack. That is absolutely wonderful. A family membership is $96 here at Joy, and it consists of anything more than one person. We don't care who you are or what you are. It doesn't matter. Become a member. 1-300-JOY-949. Just like Georgina, Vicky, Ruby and Amber, they've renewed their family membership. Thank you so much for helping us bring you amazing content every single year.
And we've also had one last one. Mark and Jeffrey from St Kilda have also renewed their family membership. So thank you so much to you all.
That is absolutely brilliant. Now, this evening we are talking about what Joy means to us. It's a very important community radio station. It's the only gay and lesbian community radio station in Australia.
It is one and only of its kind.
Totally. And we are joined this evening by our head of technical operations, Matt Nock. He is in this studio every night, but you never hear his voice on air. And you're about to right now.
I needed to turn my microphone on, though.
You totally did. And you know how to do that because you push the buttons for our show, don't you?
I do, every week.
Exactly. It's all your fault, basically, of how this sounds.
How many shows do you actually push the buttons for, Matt?
On a regular basis, four hours of radio each week.
Wow, yeah. Absolutely incredible. But that's not the only time you invest in this station. You put an enormous amount, more than your average 9 to 5. It's an enormous amount of hours that you put into this station.
Generally here more than a full-time day job.
How many hours a week do you think you do?
Probably on an average week, somewhere between about 30 to 35.
Wow, that's
some weeks,
amazing.
Obviously, when we're gearing up around during summer for midsummer carnival and stuff like that, we've got a lot of outside broadcasts. There's a lot of preparation work that goes into those. So those weeks, we increase the amount of hours. And then generally after that period, I have a bit of a rest.
That's pretty amazing. And how long have you been with Joy?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. What first inspired you to join Joy? What was the actual thing that you went, I want to become a part of Joy?
I'm not going to tell you the real reason.
please do.
No. Look, there was a multitude of reasons. Conditions at my workplace sort of gave me an excuse to say, you know what, no, I'm going to go and do it. Now, I'd been meaning to for a long time. I've been listening to Joy since Joy was an aspiring broadcaster. I started listening in, I think, 95.
Wow.
Back when we were broadcasting 3 months.
For those playing along at home, I was 1 year old in 1995.
Yeah, and I was driving a car.
Oh, wow.
Playing Gina G.
So yeah, and see that's why joy's so important, really, is because you were having a bit of a hard time at your paid job. You needed an escape, and joy provided that for you.
Yeah, and you know, the people here are like a family. This place is like a family. You can walk in here, and everybody makes you feel welcome. Yeah. It's a place where, as Gary said, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody is treated equally here. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, bi, transgender. Makes no difference. It's if you're who you are, that's all that matters to the people here at Joy. And that's important for people listening to be able to connect. And it gives people a voice and to say, hey, I'm not the only one who feels that way.
Without Matt Nock, this station would not sound as good as we do right now. It is all thanks to Matt Nock that we are on air today. He is the one that maintains our equipment and does an amazing job of not only studio repairs, but also behind the scenes with online and all those fancy technical things that I could not even begin to understand. You need to support Matt Nock right now. Pick up the telephone, 1-300-JOY-949. Support Matt Nock for the amazing work that he does. He is an incredible volunteer at this radio station, and he needs to be recognised for it. He does an amazing job.
Absolutely. And he is one of many volunteers we have who do an amazing job behind the scenes. So we get to come on air and we have a lot of fun doing so, but we've got a range of people doing all kinds of work behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's important to remember that while we broadcast 24 hours a day, if you do a sort of a rough count of how many people we've got, and there's only about between 70 to 80 people that you actually will hear on air. We actually have over 250 volunteers. Now, 70 out of 250, it's not even 50% of our volunteer base. We've got people who never come on air, and without them, this station doesn't run. We've got people who look after, obviously, our engineering, our IT.
That's a
bunch of administration tasks that go on. We've got a lot of office admin volunteers who are the people when you walk into the station, they're the ones who greet you at the door.
Totally.
They're the ones who answer the phone. There's so many things that go on here. We've got a team of podcasters. I mean, we hold the record for the most number of podcasts from any community radio station in this country, and it's the power of our people. That's what does it.
Yep.
Totally. And it's those people that are behind the scenes that are driving all of that information that you get, not only just on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are an amazing team of people behind the scenes that are doing a great job.
Absolutely. So tell us, Matt, what does joy mean to you?
What does joy mean to me? Joy means to me having a voice. And that's one of the biggest things about it for me. It's having a voice. It's being able to share my opinions. And that's what it is. I started out at a different different community broadcast station, and I've moved over to Joy, and I haven't looked back ever since. It's a family here. It's somewhere where I can be myself. I can share the things that I'm really thinking about, and I can talk to about the issues that matter to me.
Absolutely.
What about you, Katie? What brought you to Joy? See, now you've come to Joy. You've returned to Joy.
I am the prodigal daughter, just to throw in a biblical reference, because that's what we do a lot here. Anyway,
let's go back.
Is there a rainbow?
There can be.
Go back to the first reason why you came.
Yeah,
to
so
Joy.
I first came to Joy because I was, I think I was about 21 or something, and I was very just sort of coming out of the closet, and I didn't really have any connection to the community, and I thought it would be a great opportunity. I was doing a media course, and I thought it'd be a good opportunity to get experience, but also just to be a part of the community, and it was amazing. I was on the radio when we started Generation Next and got to speak to some amazing people and hear all these coming out stories and see what a volunteer organisation is all about. And then I kind of went through a bit of a tougher time in my life, and I had, which I've spoken about a little bit here, a lot of issues with anxiety, very severe anxiety, and it wasn't really, along with the work I was doing, not really possible for me to be on air. So last year I decided I wanted to come back and do the Taste of Radio course.
We offer an enormously successful training course here.
Fantastic.
More than 70 volunteers a year, and it basically gives you the ins and outs of radio. It means you can sit behind a microphone and talk.
That's right, and this is what we do. So I came back and did that, and then have been on this show since, and it's been absolutely amazing. It's given me my confidence back, and it's given me the opportunity to, again, see how amazing it is to be a part of an organisation like this, which is just the volunteers. That's what I love. And also the people that we speak to and hearing so many diverse sides of our community and giving space for those stories to be told. I think it's fantastic.
Confidence is a really key word right there, because it really does give people's confidence back just to be in a safe environment for them and being able to say what they like.
You're listening to Gay Newsweek on Joy 94.9.
You need to pick up the phone right now and support your community radio station, 1-300-JOY-949. But before we get to the international news roundup with Andrew Potts, a bit of local stories.
Yeah, we thought we'd do some news.
Gay Newsweek.
Do a bit of news on Gay Newsweek. First one, amazing story today. Same-sex parents raising healthier kids. Look, we've talked about this a bit before, but this is actually a Melbourne University study.
Yeah.
And it's the largest study that's ever been done around the world on this very issue. And basically, it's still going, but the what it's bringing indicating at the moment is same-sex parents are doing as well or better than the rest of the population on a number of key...
So the gays do it better. After
the gays do it better.
After all this battering on from Christian groups and stuff that...
First they want marriage and then they want to raise their kids better than everyone else.
And we do it. We do it fabulously. Why can you say? Next up?
Yes, next up is... is and the LGBT anti-discrimination laws have passed the lower house. So we've talked a little bit about this on the show before. We've spoken to Anna Brown from the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. So they've now passed the lower house. And basically this is on the way to meaning that many members of our community will now not get the same levels of, or there'll be no discrimination basically in accommodation, healthcare and everyday consumer services.
Totally. That is a very important bill passing through the house at the moment.
Grabbed this story just before. I love this. There's a newspaper article that's been found from 1932 that shows that gay men were seeking to marry each other in Australia and Bris Vegas nonetheless as long as 80 years ago. So this is back from 1932. I just want to read a little bit of what the newspaper wrote.
Yep.
The growth of the pervert population in Brisbane, beautiful capital of Queensland, is astounding. And in the last year, hundreds of these queer semi-feminine men have made the city their headquarters. Interesting story.
And to lead into the international news roundup, we're going to be talking about Apple and Google. Basically, there's an app on both of their app stores that promotes a gay cure app where basically they can turn people straight in 60 days. Now, Apple has actually removed this app from its store after a bit of review.
Thankfully. Well, a bit of review and 150,000 people signed a signature, signed a petition online. So this has been something that's particularly been doing the rounds and social media and stuff like that.
Google has still left it on its app store. After it reviewed it, it found it didn't breach any guidelines. So obviously there's still a little bit more lobbying going on there.
Maybe they just need to write some better guidelines.
Maybe they do. I think that would be very
that's
wise.
That's my pitch.
It's Joy to the World Radiothon. Pick up the phone right now, 1300-JOY-949. Here's a bit of research for you. An independent research by the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society has shown Joy 94.9 to be the dominant destination referral and information point for Melbourne's queer community across health, politics, recreation, community support, cultural and volunteer activities. We couldn't do this without you. We need your support. 1300-JOY-949. It's not expensive at all. $72 for membership.
Absolutely.
Or sign up your whole family for $96. It's not hard. This is Gay News Week on Joy 94.9. 1300-JOY-949.
Hello, this is Simon Taylor. Support Joy 94.9 during the 2012 Radiothon. Become a member. Just call 1300-JOY-949 right now. Do it.
It's a special Joy to the World Radiothon edition of Gay News Week tonight, but as always, we have our international affairs roundup, and once again, we are joined by Andrew Potts from Gay Star News. Good evening, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for joining us, Andrew. First off tonight, lots happening in the House of Lords in terms of gay marriage. They've made some progress over there.
That's right. So there's been a massive landslide vote in favour of progressing a bill to legalise same-sex marriage in England and Wales. 390 Lords voted in favour of the bill, with only 148 trying to stop it.
Mm.
So that's a great result there. So that means that that vote will now be scrutinised by the House of Lords, and then following that it should go forward for a third vote. That third vote would see same-sex marriage legalised in Wales and England.
So is it pretty much a given now?
It seems to be. When I mean, the numbers in favour of it weren't just supporters of same-sex marriage. There was an effort to just have the bill scuttled and not discussed at all. So some Lords were voting in favour of it simply because they believed the House of Lords should be a house of review. But it does seem that the support is there to push it through, yes.
So if it goes through, what's the kind of timing that we'd expect to see it, you know, the wedding starting?
That I couldn't tell you. I believe that the House will probably discuss the bill for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
But in terms of when that third vote will occur and when the legislation will be implemented, I couldn't tell you that. I would assume it would be before the end of the year, though.
Now, one would assume that a general consensus in the UK is very much in support of gay marriage. But just given that we have seen sort of some of the things we've seen over in France in passing the bill there, are you able to provide us with any insight into is it pretty much everyone's behind this and it's just a matter of time? Or are there some reactions from conservative groups? I mean, I would expect there are some, but to what level?
There's certainly been reaction from conservative groups. There's been some very strong statements from the Muslim, Sikh, Christian and Buddhist communities in the UK. There were protesters outside the House of Lords, both for and against. Obviously, the protesters against were a bit disheartened when things didn't go their way. Mm. But there definitely has been a resistance to it. Even the Church of England, the head of the Church of England, has recently made comments saying that the church should apologise for historical wrongs against LGBTs, but even he is, and that's the largest church in the country, is saying that it shouldn't happen. But it seems that the support in the general population is majority support the change, and considering it's a conservative government pushing it through, I think it's pretty guaranteed that it's going to go through.
Very interesting indeed. From the UK to now the US, where a former elite Navy SEAL officer has actually come out as a transgender woman.
That's right. So elite Navy SEAL Chris Beck, she's just released a book, and she's now known as Kristen Beck. She fought in dangerous war zones and earned a Bronze Star and Purple Heart for his efforts. Mm. He retired 2 years ago from the military and began to live his life as a woman. So she's released a book, Warrior Princess, mm-hmm. In which she talks about her time in the military and her decision to change her sex and live life as she feels she really should be. Mm. She said that while she was in the military, she basically just had to turn off that part of her in order to work, and it was only when she left the military that she was able to accept that part of herself.
That's very interesting. These US Navy SEALs, probably the one thing that everybody could relate to is it was one of these teams that were actually involved in killing Osama bin Laden, finding, capturing and killing Osama bin Laden when they did, it was a few months ago now. So they're one of the hardcore fighters, basically, aren't they?
That's correct. So that sort of washes away all the stereotypes that people have about transgender women and women in general, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, now in Utah, they've had a pride parade there, as they do, but about 400 Mormons have marched in it, not to mention around a dozen Boy Scouts marching in their uniforms despite being told they were banned to do so. So this is a pretty massive approach both from the Mormon group and the Scouts.
That's correct. So last year, Mormon allies of the LGBT community marched for the first time, and there were 300 of them. At that point, they didn't know if they'd even be excommunicated from the church for doing so. But instead, following their march, no actions was taken against them, and the church actually released a new statement on human sexuality.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This year, we had an even bigger contingent of 400 Mormons marching. Mm-hmm. One of the families involved even had four generations from a great-grandmother down to a great-granddaughter marching in it.
It's an incredibly brave thing to do, to go against your religion, to go against what you know, to go ahead and march like this, I think.
That's right. And I believe there were a lot of former Mormons, spectators who were just bursting into tears, seeing, you know, families accepting their gay children when their own families had rejected them.
Yeah. Not to put a dampener on the situation, but the other side of this was, of course, is Boy Scouts marching, even though they were told not to. Now, the American Family Association spokesman says the Boy Scouts in the Pride Parade remind him of the Nazis, which is, you know, we do a lot of these stories and we sometimes make a little bit light of some of these comments, but it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so there was a group of uniformed scouts who marched in the Utah Pride Parade. They also didn't know if there were going to be consequences for their action, but they've since learned they won't be kicked out of the organisation.
Yep.
So that was a very brave thing for them to do. But yep. Brian Fisher of the American Family Association, who is, you know, always saying ridiculous things, he's said that the scouts marching in the parade reminded him of Nazi Germany. He tried to trotted out claims that are made by Scott Lively, who's a Christian Holocaust revisionist. Scott Lively has claimed that the German equivalent of the scouting movement prior to World War II was a major source of so-called homosexual recruitment and recruitment to the Nazi Party.
Mm.
He's also claimed that the Nazi Party was essentially a homosexual organisation and that they only persecuted tens of thousands of homosexuals in order to prevent themselves from being outed. Lively has famously travelled to Uganda to to speak about the supposed dangers of homosexuality before that country drafted its anti-homosexuality bill, and he's even claimed that the 1994 Rwandan genocide is the fault of gay people.
I think we're going to move on from that story.
There's nothing to say.
Nothing else I can say to that one. The American Bar Association has announced that they'll be voting on a resolution against the LGBT panic defences. It's sometimes known as the gay panic defence. We've seen a lot of this in Australia. What's happening with the American Bar Association?
Yeah, so this is a very different story than the last one. It's a good news story.
Yeah.
So 15 years after the murder of Matthew Shepard, the American Bar Association is looking to consider a resolution that would prevent lawyers using so-called gay or trans panic defences where attackers say that they were so disgusted by their victim's sexuality or gender identity that they just weren't fully in control of themselves and that thereby seek to get a lower sentence.
To put this in really simple terms, what it can do mean basically, if a man who is gay cracks onto another straight man and then retaliates in a really violent manner, they can even kill them, it meant basically they could plead this defence and get away with it.
Yeah, get away with it or get a lower sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the American Bar Association's criminal justice section has already passed a resolution and it will take it to the organisation's annual conference in August. I think it's a good sign that the criminal justice section has passed it because obviously that's the section of the Bar Association which that would be most relevant to panic defences. So hopefully that will go through and that would send a very powerful signal to lawyers and judges that those sorts of defences should not be entered into court.
Totally.
And finally, to finish up, Andrew, an inspiring story for us at Joy 94.9 and our Radiothon week. So in California, something for us to aim for, the AIDS life cycle race has raised a record $14.2 million to fight HIV with their bike race, basically. That's a 7-day ride from San Francisco over to Los Angeles. It's a pretty amazing sum to raise.
Yeah, so it's the most money the race has ever raised in its 20-year fundraising history. They had 2,755 participants from 44 US states and 18 countries take part this year. And it's 545 miles. That's a long ride.
Yeah, totally.
So the organisation that race supports, obviously, very happy about that. They support the San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
I think one important thing just to add here, you know, an enormous amount of money like that, that actually what the organisation that runs it, the AIDS Life Cycle Community, has basically said that this is critical to funding the centre's life-saving services for people who otherwise might not be able to afford them. So it's absolutely critical to have that funding coming through.
That's right. And, of course, the US has the sequester budget cuts coming through that are hurting all parts of the services that governments give in America. So it's probably very important for people to help the private sector people who are helping on these issues at this point.
Totally. Now, of course, we've been saying it all show. It is our special Joy to the World Radiothon special. We have volunteers out there ready to take your call. Make sure you call up right now. Become a member or renew. 1-300-JOY-949. Now, Andrew Potts from Gay Star News, before you go, I thought I'd just ask you a question. Because we are celebrating Joy to the World, you each week bring us the news stories from around the world. I'm interested to hear from you. What does having a GLBTI media mean for you? How is it important to have media that's dedicated to covering the stories impacting the GLBTI media?
Well, I think it's about human rights.
Totally.
It's about the stories where, you know, we're getting equality in countries, can inspire the people in countries who don't have that equality yet, and also let the people know in the countries that do have that equality that there are people who haven't got there yet and that they need to do their bit to help those people get equal as well.
It is so important to cover the stories because sometimes the mainstream media, it gets lost in there. So it's really important to have organisations like, say, Gay Star News or even here at Joy 94.9 where we are 100% committed to fighting for the causes affecting the GLBTI community.
Definitely, yeah.
Andrew Potts from Gay Star News, thank you very much for bringing us all the latest stories. We'll catch you again next week.
Anytime.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
This has been Gay News Week, but unfortunately that's all we have time for tonight. Thank our technical producer, Matt Nock, for pushing the buttons and all of the work that he does for Joy 94.9. Support Matt Nock. Call 1300-JOY-949.
And not to mention, just enjoyed having Matt with the microphone this evening as
totally.
Well.
Totally. It was nice to actually hear his voice.
It was, wasn't it? We might work that in a little more, maybe. Now, if you do have topics for the show, you can email them through to gaynewsweek@joy.org.au.
We're also on social media, and of course we podcast each week, joy.org.au. Support the program production team that puts those amazing podcasts together each week, joy.org.au/gaynewsweek for the Gay News Week podcast.
That's right. But also, if you do miss out on a Wednesday night and you get a bit panicky about that, don't, because there's an encore presentation Tuesday nights at midnight.
Yeah, totally. Stay up late
and get into it.
Exactly. So if you miss Gay News Week, if you've missed any of tonight's show, it'll be replayed on Tuesday night. But until next week, we are
Katie Larson.
And my name's Matt Thompson. Jeffrey Devine is overseas in Berlin. Yes. We thank him for joining us earlier
in
the program. And of course, Tim Lennox, our Director of News and Current Affairs, and Gary Wilson from the Joy 94.9 newsroom. He always keeps us up to date in news, sport and weather.
And of course, Andrew Potts as well with all the international news.
Yeah, it was great to speak to him this week.
You've been listening to Gay Newsweek. Check out joy.org.au/gaynewsweek for all of the links on how you can keep up to date with the team on social media. And be sure to tune in next Wednesday from 7 p.m. right here on Joy 94.9.
Want to know what's going on in our diverse community? Tune in to Joy's range of current affairs programs.
7 p.m. Mondays, Generation Next.
Tuesdays at 7, Salt and Pepper.
7 p.m. Wednesdays, Gay News Week.
And Thursdays from midday, On the Line.
Thursdays at 7 p.m., Rainbow Report.
Then again on Saturdays from 10 to midday, Saturday Magazine.
And across the week, the Community Network News team bring you the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Wrap, a look back at the news of the week in our community.
Yes, we have one of the longest running in-house news services on community radio, bringing you the latest every morning, midday and evening.
Be informed and empowered through your news and current affairs lineup on the gayest station in the nation, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.